These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear friends, dear meditators. Welcome back to our guided meditation challenge. Today is day 78 out of our 100 days guided meditation challenge for transcendence. My name is Raphael. I am so honored to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. It is so cool that we meditated together 78 days in a row. Isn't it awesome? We have 22 days to go. I hope you're celebrating yourself. I would like to celebrate you for taking this challenge and to celebrate the challenge in general by offering you a 50% discount on my course, Transcendence in Meditation, a Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. The discount is valid during the entirety of this challenge. So have a look in the description below for the codes. And also, if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up to the course, you will get a one-on-one session with myself free of charge. So have a look in the description below the video or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But without further ado, let's start straight away with the meditation, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session, approximately 25 minutes. At the end of the meditation, I will give you a prompt for contemplation. So make sure that you sit there and that you just listen to this entire meditation right up until the end. And I know that the part where you reproduce the sound is a challenge often to quite a few people, but take this challenge. You've gone this far, 78 days. It is not just to survive, but it is really to thrive through those meditations, through those challenges. So try your best, and that is the only thing that we can really do, isn't it? So let's start. Sit nice and comfortably, either a chair, either on the edge of your bed, or directly on the floor, in the yoga block, whatever you choose, as long as you're able to sit with a good posture, nice and straight, shoulders nice and relaxed. We start the meditations by dedicating it to somebody. It can be to anybody in the world and beyond. The way we do this is very simple. We close our eyes, put our hands to our heart. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Take your time to get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Stay there, stay seated. Get reacquainted with the space that you're sitting in. I would like to give you a quote from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, who says, "Give evil nothing to oppose, and it will disappear by itself." Give evil nothing to oppose, and it will disappear by itself. Now, evil, what is evil? It can be anything. It can also be just an idea, a symbol. But it can be a bad thought. It can be something internal, it can be something external. It does not matter. When we disengage with our ego, these things will slide away. When we disengage our judgments, these things will disappear. Let me know how this reflects on you, how this resonates with you, and how you can apply it today and every day into your life to live a better existence. Thank you so much for joining me on this meditation. Today was day 78 out of a 100 days guided meditation challenge. Check in the links in the description below for the course, the letter, and more. Please do hit the like button. This helps people find us so that we're more meditators on this channel. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.